You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim.
On this episode of Pawn Stars.
Oh man, this thing looks amazing.
What do we have here?
I got a strap-on dildo mounted on a belt buckle from the Confederate Civil War era.
This belt buckle could have saved the guy's life. Still, it would hurt like a... especially depending on how high or low the belt buckle was.
I came down to the Anaheim pawn shop today to sell my black strap-on dildo. I stole it for some dumbass tourist at Disneyland. I'm hoping to get around $2,000 so I can get a shitload of crack, a prostitute, and take my wife to Hometown Buffet.
It's really neat. As far as the belt buckle part goes, though, things from the Confederate Army are highly collectible, but they're really easy to fake. And the reason why is everything made in the South during the Civil War was lesser quality because they didn't have access to the manufacturing base in the North. That is why it's easy to fake something from the South. It's low quality to begin with. I mean, it appears old, okay? But there are ways to age this stuff. This has the potential to be an incredible collector's piece. The bullet looks right, the buckle looks right, and it probably saved someone's life. But I can't make an offer till I'm absolutely positive it's genuine. So what do you want to do with it?
I want to sell it. I want crack and a hook of them candy.
I'll get someone down here. They'll look at it. If it's a real Confederate States belt buckle, you have an easy four figures here. I'll tell you that.
Damn, that's a lot of crack.
Once I get someone to tell me it's real, then we'll start talking.
Okay.
All right? I'll be right back. This is one of the coolest Civil War items I've seen in a long time. I really hope it's real.
You're listening to Anarchy in Anaheim. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Anarchy in Anaheim. We're a weekly podcast brought to you out of Orange County, California. Got a great show for you this week. We're going to play a wide variety of music. We're going to play the conclusion of that ridiculous Pawn Stars episode you heard earlier. So stay tuned for that. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, hey, we got some stickers printed. We got a bunch more made. They're on their way to us. So if you're interested, email us or message us on Twitter that you want some, and we'll mail them out to you for free. We just need your address to ship them to. Also, we're a big fan of the Rick Santorum sweater vest. So we're going to make our own Anarchy in Anaheim sweater vest. So if you're interested, email us, and we're going to have a bunch ordered. So you can look just like presidential candidate Rick Santorum. And that's the latest craze, is the sweater vest. So let us know. Anyway, hey, we're going to start the show off with a band out of Sweden. This is Entombed.
What you believe?
out for the session with the roughneck business. I float like gravity, never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat Arsenio to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I'll always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted just to fight for, but you still don't know the half. I sport New Balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with this to catch the size of the... I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half-stepper. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is Special Ed, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the street, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really could be. I just try my best to, like, go all out. Some might even say, yo, shorty, black, you bug it out.
Zulu Nation, Mother's Dash Creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation, right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape. Not the best, not the worst, and occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As I crack the monotone, chilling up the jazz, so get your own. Smoking on repeat, cause they try to dupe me or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for us. Abstract, original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's bug. They be wanting to see from little old me. Do I have the formula to save the world? Or was it just because I used to sweat the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This my all my brothers, I was on up with my man did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're feeble. I go out with the strongies and I separate the evils. It's your brain against my mind. My nose about to boot out. Or your nasty kids, even though you see I'm bug out.
If you're a fan of Tribe Called Quest, there's a pretty good documentary that came out last year. It's called Beats, Rhymes, and Life. It deals with all the internal drama between Q-Tip and the other rapper, Fife Dog of Tribe Called Quest, don't get along very well. So they broke up years back, and then they reunited in 08 for the Rock the Bells tour for the money. Things got even worse. So this movie is pretty good. Check it out if you like that kind of stuff. Another real weird movie I saw is called Sleeping Beauty. It's not the Disney cartoon movie. It's actually an Australian film, and it's real pervy and weird. So if you like those kind of movies, check out Sleeping Beauty. Next, I'm going to play a band. They're from Ohio. They're called Cloud Nothings. The singer has a real cool sounding voice. They are on tour now. They're actually playing Orange County tonight, March 1st in Santa Ana, and then they're playing Los Angeles the following night, then San Francisco, all the way up the West Coast, and then all around the United States. So if you like them, check them out. It's got to be pretty crazy touring these days with gas prices, and people aren't really going out like they used to. So if you see a band that you like, check them out. This is Cloud Nothings. right, and we're back. And if you're still listening to this podcast, all this nonsense, then you must be anxiously awaiting the Pawn Stars conclusion to see if this guy has the real deal, the Civil War era strap on. So let's find out. I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Here you go.
Earlier, a guy brought in a Confederate Army belt buckle with a bullet in it. If it's real, it's incredible. So I invited my buddy Mark down to take a look at it.
Rick, good to see you. The guys tend to call me in when they have either a piece of militaria or an historic piece that they're not quite sure about. So what do we got?
A Confederate States belt buckle.
With a mini ball. These were fired in such huge numbers. It was an appallingly effective weapon. If it hit you in the arm, it would probably take out a chunk of your bone. That's why so many people out of the Civil War ended up losing limbs.
If it's real, do you think the guy would have been walking properly afterwards?
Probably would have burst your spleen and a couple of other things and died from that. Can you tell me how you got this?
Well, I was tweaking my balls off. I saw a tourist with an Alabama license plate. I knocked him on the side of the head, and I stole it.
It would make sense that it would come out of Alabama. Obviously, that's part of the Confederate States. And there's a lot of interest in Confederate artifacts. They exist out there. People have been digging battlefields for more than a century, but they are rare. So, Rick, what are your concerns on this?
I mean, the whole thing is it real?
And this looks to be about right. It's about a .58 caliber. This belt buckle, they actually had a style that said CS on it. But.
Okay.
In the case of this belt buckle, it's completely fake.
Really?
You dick!
This type of belt buckle was never used by the Confederate States during the Civil War. The South never used an oval CS belt buckle.
Huh.
They used a number of different styles. There was one type that said VMI for Virginia Military Institute. Also, they would not have the lead overlapping. They never used this type of fitting. The back is completely wrong on
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. But I can tell you with absolute sincerity, this is a fake.
Well, I'm very disappointed that my strap-on dildo belt buckle has been determined as a fake by the expert. He does look like he knows what he's talking about. He has a lot of experience with strap-on dildos, so I'm just going to move on and go rob somebody else.
Thanks for coming in, Mark. I really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming in. At least the guy's got a cool conversation piece. Lord knows, over the years, I've been stuck with my fair share of conversation pieces.
right, everybody, that does it for this week's episode. I want to thank you for tuning in. We do appreciate it. I want to remind you, if you are interested in an Anarchy in Anaheim sweater vest and you want to look like you're 6 years old again, let me know. I can order some. You know what? I might even make some Anarchy in Anaheim members-only jackets if things go good. We might even get some Anarchy in Anaheim Crocs. So we might get the whole genre going here. So anyway, hey, thanks everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to close the show out with Stephen Marley. He just won a Grammy for the best reggae album of 2012, or actually 2011. So this is Stephen Marley. Thanks everybody. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
This is Ragamuffin from the ghetto huge camp. Anywhere me go, me say me must left me stamp. Everyone know where me smoke, them said too ignorant. Just the other day, some papa hold me for one. Me and my brother Juju and me Andrew named Dan. Bounce to listen to the gang, me mashing up the traffic jam. Police pull me over, talking about him smell grand. From me looking at him face, I know this boy had a plan. Juju touched me from my shoulder, said the boy a demon. First thing he want to know is where that smell coming from. Are you smoking marijuana? And I said, yes, I am. Show him see some entrance, go to cost a couple grand. Him say, make me see the license and the registration. And where are you headed? What's your occupation? Don't know, Sprag, I'm up in, I got answer question. As it says on the paper, read the information. For me now, I take no streetside interrogation. Support me if you book me, carry me down a station. Let me show them how we did it in a style and pattern. Pam, 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 pam. I'm the judge, lawyer, jury, and my own best man. And if you check it, go down, go to my extension. Mr. Second Judge, Royal Fire run England. And when you're playing land, you no go through no constant. This is Ragamuffin in a different pattern. Me no go in on no session unless it can ram. And from you see, we face somebody to ask some question. And anywhere we go, we have a rapper. Pam, 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 pam.
Well, if I got them, I look for them, no way fi find us. Well, we are no criminals, I rasta ever righteous. A boy a scope out, we ride out, we all drive and puff. And him jealous, how we so shine and buff. And him jealous, how we so shine and buff. But from him looking at the car and now the interior plush. I look up on the rims, how them pull out and flush. And I scope out with jewels, him I wonder how much. And him jealous, cause them your price can't touch. And him jealous, cause them your price can't touch. Him is a royal, have a new tune, we rise and bust. And the extra large size, my finna light up. A boy dig down the car until him find some stuff. And him jealous how it's a rank enough. And him jealous how it's a rank enough. Him exalt cause a few stripes left on him shoulders. Cause him too sparring be where they with him a show love. Give them a couple CD, some promo photos. Now him jealous cause everybody knows us. Now him jealous cause everybody shows love. Now some feel the way you pass and them a smile and a blush. And through them system and a star, them goodly have a light crush. Now him jealous now even twice as much. Now the boy jealous, now even twice as much. It's just a minor setback of who you want call up. Every month in the super get a thing fold up. Say natty dreadlocks now in your handcuff. Say any kind of cuff or half a diamond cuff. But tell them natty dreadlocks now in your handcuff. Say is a poopa muffin, you're rougher than rough. A sickle juju royal, you're tougher than tough. And tell them natty dreadlocks now in your handcuff. Always stick together even when time tough. Why you write the thing I shine and put sake,
sake.
How do you play? Not guilty. Your Honor, I think your entire organization is corrupt and filthy. Herb must be bad. Let's see how you're the herb man. And I'm here the farmer. And anywhere we go, marijuana dip on the corner, you know. Just a good sense of mania. Them rasta man, you must blow. Them say you are the old man, and I'm here the farmer. And anywhere we go, ganja must step on the corner, you know. Just a good sense. Pennsylvania. Them Rasta man, you must blow. Now we saw Rasta spiritual live and we don't think about traffic. The same time, me herb Babylon take sick. To kill every herb scene, that is their wish. Major violation all because of one split. The earth see me, me iron and sweat start trip. Top me no illic and me know me no sick. Hold back and me so used to chalice. Slipping on me and me have me thing pound me hip. Move them in the road, boy, flash and that shit. Make no mistake, it's a automatic. Who's the crush on me, say idiot panic. Slip the inner me head, man, I move like bayonet. On them bunch of time with that music and gym. Run them up and pass the chalice and dash me a slip and just
bop, 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 bop,